Did you have that on your farm?
Well, I guess we did. Then there'd be swamps, you know, kind of swampy places. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you could drain, cut the timber, drain them, you know, cut ditches, and you could grow lots of good stuff there. And on my daddy's place, there was a swamp that had some little slender poplar trees, just about as big around the arm, maybe a little bit bigger. But then, I guess they covered a quarter of an acre around, or they might, it might be more. You know, our daddy is, you would have had to have put them down back that far to attend. Well, he never would do that. He said that there was some little slender poplar trees. Now, he said they were willing to building timber sometimes, and he wouldn't cut them. He said some of my children might use them sometime, and they haven't had, and sure enough, my sister used some of them, and then we did, and built them, I have. And I think he was, I never heard him use the word, you know, about reforestation or conservation. I don't remember ever hearing him use that word, but it was like Jesse Stewart was about his father. He said his father would. And I've seen my daddy do the very same thing, cut cedar brush and put in gullies, you know, put dirt in on top of it, and then eventually, well, that, you know, would it would stop the gully, and sometime eventually, you know, it could be tended. And he said his father called it protecting the land. Well, I don't know, my daddy just, he just say stopping the gully. Well, it meant the same thing. I never met Jesse Stewart. Well, he's a great person. I would not, probably wouldn't want me, would be embarrassed to meet him. However, have you ever read his writings?
I not only read his writing, but I've met him. In fact, I was about 16 or 17 years old when I met him.
Well,
he was a young poet. He had just published those poems, Man with a Bull-Tongued Plow.
Yeah, never got to read that one yet.
And he gave a lecture at a college near my hometown.
Yeah.
And we went over to meet him. He was a fine, vigorous young man. And
yeah.
he had a heart attack.
He would slow down on that for a while.
And when I met him, he was a big, very vigorous, looked like a football player. Man.
That's his picture,
Yeah,
well, I'd just like to see him.
Well,
Mr. Stewart said he had met him somewhere at Nashville one time. I said they had room for him. He met him. Well, he says he's easy to talk with.
Yes,
he was easy to converse with.
Very friendly and good-humored man.
I imagine so.
Very ready smile.
Well, some of his writing was pretty rough. That is about, you know, did you read that in the Pulitzer, was it the Pulitzer Prize or one of those great big literary prizes, $10,000? You see, that was the Taps for Private Tussie.
Yes.
About the Mountaineer family, you know. Well, some of that was rough, pretty rough, you know.
Well,
it happened, I guess.
Yes, those are the people he knew.
He was, they tell you so. But I thought that was touching that he wrote about his father. That book, my husband and I both read several of his books. And then he called it God's Oddly. And it was about his father. It was, you might say, a biography of his father.
Mm-hmm.
He described him, you know, talking about the little man and how he missed him, you know, when he left. He expected to see him pass, you know, the next day. It was touching, I thought. A touching tribute to his father. Mr. Gagnon's school.
Yes.
That was really, people said himself in disguise, you know. He was thinly disguised, but it was really his own experience. And I thought it was so cute of him, and I thought, well, he's smart to do that.
Yes.
Then another one was